And welcome back to the Undefeated. We've been off on our recording days for the last couple of weeks, trying to get the best show we can put together for entering in competition. But after spring break, we will get back to our regularly scheduled programming of
That's
coming out on Tuesdays.
True. No, we'll end up filming on a Thursday every once in a while. You know it. Don't lie.
No, we're gonna.
Don't lie to
the
goal.
The goal is to get.
Don't lie to me and Dylan in physics, Will. Please.
I'll lie to whoever I want to lie to.
Oh.
But the goal is to get it out every Tuesday. But before we hop into things, we have to send it over to an interview that we did with our student media advisor, Greg Yonda. And now I'm here with our student media advisor, Mr. Greg Yonda, and he has some things he'd like to talk to us about.
Hey, guys. So thank you, first off, Will, for inviting me on the show today. You know, The Undefeated has been one of our longest running podcasts here at TCFM and has now gone over 100 published episodes in different names, so it hasn't always been called The Undefeated, but it's the sports analysis show that we started a long, long time ago. And so I wanted to get on here and just, and you know, say thank you not only to all of the students that have been producing all of these episodes for all the many years that we've been doing it, but also to the people out there in radio land or podcast land who are listening to the show and enjoying the stuff that we do here. If you are listening on the podcast, if you're signed up and subscribed to the Undefeated podcast, thank you. We really appreciate it. Want to let you know, too, that there is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week television station coming just in the next couple of days. Well, hopefully, if you hear this on the on the week that it comes out. But on March 12th, 2021, we are starting our television station, 24/7 TCTV nonstop. And that's a place where you can see one of our other sports programs called Beyond the Sidelines, which is our television version of this same kind of show where we talk about the big stories of the week and we talk about game picks and other things that are going on content-wise that way. If you enjoy the radio content only, you don't want to watch the video content, that's totally fine because we have been on TCFM now for, almost 4 years, three and a half, almost 4 years. And you can listen on the Live 365 platform for free with no ads. You can listen on TCFM to this show at 5:15 on Wednesdays. Any Wednesday, really, and you'll hear basically a new episode just about every week, and that's a really big testament to the consistency and the training that we are doing here at Timber Creek High School with our students to make sure that they've got some real opportunities to build some real cool programs, and The Undefeated is an example of a really successful show that we've been going that's been going on for so long. We've hit a great episode milestone. We've worked through all sorts of different changes with pandemic stuff and doing remote versions of it and building a radio studio and having a whole bunch of different people with a whole bunch of different sports knowledge on it. So it's been a really great experience for all of the students, and we wanted to thank our listeners for tuning in and for staying with us through all of these cool opportunities.
I'd also like to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. And thanks, Yana, for giving me the opportunity to be in the class.
Well, of course. It's great stuff. It's good stuff. This year, especially, Will, Anthony, Chase Dykema, we've got Dylan Rydberg, John Gutierrez, Caleb Weber, Frankie DeJesus, Braden Fickle. Oh, gosh, some of the other people have been on this year. You had Regan and Brooke on for a couple of episodes for some fun things. Who are some of the other
We had
people?
Noah on once.
Noah Gabriel. Yeah.
And I think you've about hit it there.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, and they get to come in and show off their sports knowledge. And then from our perspective, one of the great things about it too is because it's a weekly show, you know, we're talking about the news of the week. We're talking about the sports stories of the week. We're talking about, is Dak worth this much money? Is we're talking about things that are, really topical. And so it's really great because we're going through the process of analysis and stats and discussion and dynamicism of building things really, really quickly so that they get really great experience enabling them to do stuff in the future. We've had a lot of people who started – doing the sports podcast here, who've gone on to do their own podcasts. you know, after the fact once they graduated. And so if we're giving those skills out, we're doing the right thing.
Very, very true. Alrighty, thanks for coming on. I don't know if we'll do an interview again, but if we do.
Anytime you need me.
We'll be glad to have you back.
Awesome. Have a great day.
And thanks, Yonda, for that enticing message that you shared with us. Hopping right into the topics that we have to go over this week. It's going to be a mostly NFL show because of the
great
big news in the NFL.
Fantastic.
Starting off with Dak Prescott signing a four-year, $160 million deal, $126 million in guaranteed, with the first 3 years averaging $42 million. Is this a good move for the Cowboys, or is it a good move for the Cowboys?
It's not a good move for the Cowboys, but it's a great move for Dak because he just made $75 million just for being there, basically, and the Cowboys
without a foot.
Yeah, he doesn't even have an ankle. One of them just got. It got like you
got, like,
saw
destroyed.
It on live TV.
Yeah, his foot was on backwards.
So, I think Jerry Jones is just slow mentally. So.
I think Jerry Jones has attachment issues.
I think Jerry Jones has also signed Ezekiel Elliott to a 6-year, $96 million contract 2 years ago that starts this year. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Good job, Jerry. Let's hear it from the GM of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
I think Jerry needs to take a chill pill. He's getting too attached to people because this was the worst idea ever. This man's career is over. I'm sorry.
His cap before the injury was top five on the low. All
right, that was before the injury. I've been saying this for like the past couple months. His career is over. All right, I'm sorry. He broke his ankle. That's rough. Time to move on.
4 years.
All right.
Because you can't.
That's very sad. That's very, very sad. They shouldn't have extended his contract. I think this was stupid. Jerry Jones needs to get rid of his
attachment
issues. His attachment issues, because can't be attached to no puppy dog that dies after you get it.
Okay. Anthony, what are your thoughts on the contract?
Yeah, it's a bad move because it's $22.5 million cap hit if he's not on the team. But Jerry Jones needs to leave the Dallas Cowboys. If that happens, I think they'll finally be able to contend with other star players.
Jerry Jones won't leave the Dallas Cowboys because he owns them.
That's why.
He needs to sell them.
He needs to sell the team.
I don't think he wants to sell them because it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
The Cowboys are one of the most valuable sports franchises in the world.
If you're the owner of America's team, I wouldn't want to sell America's team.
I bet
team.
He makes hundreds of million dollars a year off the Cowboys,
exactly.
At least.
Exactly.
At least.
His
return on investment is insane because he bought the team for like $184 million. Wow.
10
back
cents.
Back in 1847, whenever Jerry Jones was born, he bought the team for 10 cents.
Hanging out with the...
1907?
No,
with the dinosaurs. He bought it off a T-Rex. He said, yeah, homie, I want that football team.
Civilization
back whenever civil, like, the humans didn't even have an English language, he said, and then hit the T-Rex with a club and gave him 10 cents, and then that's how the Dallas Cowboys were formed.
That's a very good interpretation of the story.
It is the interpretation.
This is directly from, like...
This is direct...
He said it himself.
Text evidence in the quotations?
The stone tablets, dude. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, okay. I trust you. Going from one team that has a highly paid quarterback to another and making moves to make the quarterback fit the cap, we go to the Chiefs releasing both starting tackles in Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. And why do you think they did this?
They were old.
I agree.
They needed money.
Yeah, not just because they're old. It's because Mahomes' contract is too big and they need cap
they need
to
money.
Afford it.
They need money and they're old.
Mahomes' contract doesn't start till next year, I don't think, though.
So. Okay, but they need money and they're old.
Yeah, they need money to afford it.
Yeah, but they're...
And they're old.
They're old. I hear you, Dylan.
How many times do I have to say this? Why are you all not accepting the fact that they're old and they need money?
But they're still good.
But they're old and they need money.
It's agree with Dylan and move on.
Very, very, very simple.
Some old linemen play to like they're 30, like almost 40.
Okay, well, they're old.
Is that your only argument for this?
Is that your only argument for this?
I'm here so I don't get fined?
Maybe they're...
I'm here so I don't get fined?
Maybe they're not as good as you perceive them to be. Well,
Mitchell Schwartz is very...
I don't know who that is.
If Eric Fisher plays in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs win.
Okay.
He's old? And what
they
else?
Need money.
Old and they need money. That's Dylan's take. That appears to be John's take.
I'm here so I don't get fined.
I think it's a stupid move.
I hear that I don't get fined.
I have no control. I'm not the Chiefs GM. Going from one Super Bowl team to another, The Bucks re-signed Lavonte David to a two-year, $25 million deal to keep their two strong linebackers on the same team, as well as franchise-tagging wide receiver Chris Godwin to make sure that he stays in their offense. Do you think that they're going to come to terms on a long-term deal? Godwin and the Bucks. Anthony.
Yeah, I think they will. I think he's an important part of that offense, and it's Tom Brady's secondary look. Down the field, he's really good, so I think they're going to come up with like a four-year, 58-something contract for him.
I think the Bucks are probably going to want to keep the as much as they can with that Super Bowl team, so they're probably going to want to bring him back.
Yeah, I think the only real player that they have potential of losing is Shaq Barrett, but I think that they franchise tagged him because reportedly they want to make a run at Odell Beckham Jr. so that if you can use Chris Godwin as a trade piece in that scenario, it's very good for.
Yeah, that'd be pretty solid trade value. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He did have a dropping issue last year. So.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure most receivers have dropping issues at some point in their career.
Except for Larry Fitzgerald. More tackles than drops.
Okay, well, he's old.
Oh, my God.
And what do you need?
Retirement.
A pension. Moving to another team that has franchise tagged a wide receiver. The Bears franchise tagged Allen Robinson to keep their explosive wide receiver in Chicago for one extra year. Is this just trade bait considering Allen Robinson doesn't want to play in Chicago? Or will him and the Bears find a deal to keep him long term?
I don't think they're going to find a deal to keep him long term. So hopefully it's just trade bait. But you never know with Chicago.
Yeah, you really
want to.
They're not
going to
re-sign him because he won't re-sign with them.
Yeah, I know.
But they're going to keep franchise tagging him, which is unfortunate because he's an amazing receiver.
Yeah, he's just his talent is getting wasted away in the bottomless pit that is the
Chicago
Bears organization.
How do you feel about it, Anthony?
Yeah, they need to let him go. They're wasting his talent, and with a good quarterback, he's top 10.
With a good quarterback, that's bold. That's very, very bold. He's good, but he's not that good. What are your opinions on Allen Robinson, John?
No, yeah, I think Chicago also has a attachment issue, and they need to get they need to let him go. All right. He's not going to do you anything if he doesn't want to. So
maybe Jerry Jones and Chicago's
Chicago's owner like 100 years old.
They should go to therapy.
Therapy together.
Honestly, actually
couples counseling.
I think all the Chicago teams in general, like of every sport, should go to a therapy altogether.
I mean, yeah, cuz the Cubs haven't been good
since 2016.
Don't remind me.
Series and then wait, why are we not reminding you of that?
Because he's a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
You're a Cubs fan?
So painful.
Uh-huh. Why are you a Cubs fan?
I don't know.
Because my grandparents are from Chicago.
Can you even name a player on the Cubs?
Javi Baez, Anthony Rizzo.
Oh!
Okay, there's two. Those are literally two.
Those are the faces.
Two out of the three biggest names on Chicago, so I'm not very surprised. You got the other one?
No.
You don't know who Chris Bryan is?
Jack Peterson?
No, I don't.
You don't know who Chris Bryant is?
No, I don't.
He was famous coming out. He was a really touted prospect.
Ah, I see. Dylan seems to be getting very irritated with
my lack
of knowledge.
How do you not know who Chris Bryant is, but you're a Cubs fan? You know who Anthony Rizzo is, but you don't know who Chris Bryant is?
Anyways,
Rizzo play a game in real life.
So then you probably saw Chris Bryant play a game in real life.
I don't know. This was a while ago.
Okay.
Moving on to a receiver that didn't get franchise tagged, the Lions do not use the tag on wide receiver Kenny Golladay, meaning he is an unrestricted free agent. Where do y'all think he's going to go? I'm going to start out with Anthony on this one.
This is a tough one. I think New England is an interesting one. If they can figure out their quarterback situation, then I think that's where he's going to go. I think he'll go there anyway to be with Bill Belichick and try and compete.
You need a quarterback to be a good receiver.
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Maybe the other team I could see him going to is Baltimore. I mean, they need a true wide receiver one for Lamar Jackson.
I'm
going to
give you two options that are just bowling out of the water. The Packers.
That's
and the Jets.
Or the Rams.
I would agree with the Rams one. However, they have no money, and their receiving core is pretty good. The Packers one I could see making sense. Before I give my take on it, John, do you have any ideas on where he might go?
I guess Baltimore would also be a good fit for the reasons Anthony pointed out.
I do tend to agree, but Huh, I lost my train of thought. I had a really good take on this. But the Packers do make a lot of sense. I think that putting him next to Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers, but they're going to lose Aaron Jones in free agency. So I think that hurts the Packers.
Do you really think they're going to lose him, or do you think he is
already going to be a free agent.
Yeah, he's not getting franchise tagged, and he's probably asking for way too much money.
I know, but like, what is the guarantee like that he doesn't stay?
100%.
It's not 100%. They could sign him, but
well, he wants to be paid like a top five running back.
Well, he is a top five running back.
That depends on who you ask.
Who's better?
Christian McCaffrey.
Alvin Kamara.
Derrick Henry. That's three. Dalvin Cook.
I think Christian Saquon. McCaffrey is arguable. No, do not throw Saquon into this. Heck no.
Saquon is better,
not
than,
better
but
than Aaron Jones, in my opinion.
That's crazy. And
that dude just played like what? Did he even play a full season?
No, yes. He tore his ACL.
No, so then you can't tell me he's better. He doesn't even have a season of experience.
Yes, he does.
He had his
rookie
season.
He had 2,000 yards.
Okay, I just asked you if he played one season, and you said no. He literally tore his ACL.
That was well.
That's his second. We were in his second year, not his rookie year.
I just asked you if he even played a season, and you said no.
I thought you said, did he play this season?
I know he didn't play this season, but I didn't remember if this was his rookie year or not.
It was not his rookie year.
Still, he's not better than Aaron Jones.
Yes, he is.
I guess we'll see that whenever he comes back.
Oh, wow. That was something. Don't know what it was, though. The Packers do make sense, but at the same time, there's plenty of other teams that need an overall number one receiver. I think a team that would be a good fit for him would be the 49ers. I think that if you move Jimmy Garoppolo's contract, get a quarterback in the draft, you can sign Kenny Galladay for a relatively good-sized deal.
Or he could go to the Vikings.
The Vikings don't need a receiver.
They could use another one.
They need a tight end, a quarterback.
A kicker.
They don't need a quarterback.
Yes, they do. They do need a quarterback. Oh. They very well much need a quarterback. And they need a kicker because they just released Dan Bailey.
Yeah, because Dan Bailey's inconsistent.
He ruined the game against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me about the Vikings fails.
No, if I get talked to about being a Kings fan, an Eagles fan,
fan. No, the problem is that you do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. I don't ask for this. You basically ask for it. The way you just live is just basically just asking to get bullied about who you like.
You're a Vikings fan, Dylan? Oh, man, that's so funny, Dylan. Are you
name
proud?
One player on the Vikings besides Kirk
Cousins. I can't do that.
Exactly. Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
I like how he said it into the mic.
Come on.
Here's it. All right, getting back on topic.
Here's the Vikings roster. Just pick one.
Did you just?
I need you to let me continue.
Yes, I'm sorry.
This.
I'm sorry, sir.
Moving on to another franchise tag. The Broncos franchise tagged free safety Justin Simmons for the second straight year, but both parties will continue to work on a long-term deal. What is the ideal contract situation for Justin Simmons? Anthony, I feel like you're very passionate
about
this.
He's going to be very passionate.
Well, I mean, obviously they want to keep him long-term. He's one of the best safeties in the NFL. He's a key part of that defense with Denver. So is anything 4 years, $58 million, I think is the ideal one for him.
4 years, 15?
58.
Whoa. I heard 15, and I was about to call you very mean names.
Why are we gonna call him very mean?
Antoine,
because that's if he said 15, it would be a stupid take. No,
4 years, $58 million. I think that's ideal for him.
I think that's a lot, Dylan. What do you think?
Are you asking me his ideal contract?
His ideal situation.
I have no idea.
Should he stay in Denver? Should he
Dylan
try to get out?
I think okay. So yeah, he's cool. He's a piece of
a below average defense.
Excuse me. He's a he's a key piece to a very horrible trash organization.
Some would even call dumpster fire.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just basically going nowhere. It's all downhill, and they've already hit rock bottom. But it just keeps going down. That's besides the point. But I think he should leave. But it's obvious. I don't know. I think he should go somewhere so his talent can be better.
Yes, I agree with Dylan on this one.
Better used.
I wanna elaborate on a little bit what Dylan said. I don't think it's beside the point to keep pointing out how bad Denver is. They are horrible, absolute trash. I think if we sent them to the moon and back, they'd still be bad. If we let them fly a spaceship, they would mess that up somehow. Anthony, are you triggered yet? That's the only reason I'm doing this.
No, I stopped listening after Dylan started talking.
Wow, that's rude. I think that the ideal situation for Justin Simmons is, yes, to get an extension, but I don't think that him on the
they've been trying to work out a long-term deal. That means that the Broncos are trying to undercut him, underpay him, and that he's trying to ask for probably a fair amount of money. The Broncos have a history of they pay players, right? But they don't. They paid Manning. They paid Von Miller. But Von Miller and Peyton Manning were amazing at the time. Justin Simmons is also amazing. I just think that he's a good fit there, but I think that he needs to move on if he wants to win a ring. Because Denver's not winning a ring in the next 5 years.
No, not in the next 10, 20, 30, 40.
Maybe 50, 60, 70, 80.
I think like maybe 100 ever. Is like a good, reasonable
estimate. I think maybe 200.
Maybe ever again.
Yeah, I like that one. Ever again.
That's bold.
That one's...
I
feel like that one's a possibility.
The chances of that happening are quite...
Very low.
Decent.
Yeah.
Very high. Of them never winning again.
Anthony. What are your thoughts on that, Anthony?
No, I'm not listening.
Come on, Antoine, give us your take on the Denver's never winning a Super Bowl again. What? Give us your take on Denver never making the playoffs ever again.
Whoa! You can't say that. That's a little bit far. We thought the Browns weren't going to make the playoffs ever, and then they made the playoffs. So
I guess that's true. But who would want to go to Denver?
Denver's lit.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding. Yes, it is. I want to move to Denver.
It's cold. I don't like the cold.
I like the cold.
I like just the right amount of cold. Another free safety who was franchise tagged was Marcus May being franchised by the Jets after a breakout year, and they keep him for one more year to see if he is worth a long-term contract, and should they give him a long-term contract with only the one breakout year?
No.
Please elaborate on why they should not give it to him.
Because we don't need a Fernando Tatis situation in the NFL.
But he played a full year.
Okay.
And he was a decent safety before that.
Okay, but he doesn't need a big contract.
So do you think that they're going to keep him and then just let him walk after this year?
I think that they should probably give him offer him a somewhat smaller contract, because nobody in their right mind should be asking for a big contract after 1 year.
I think that that's the exact wrong way to think about it. If you do really good in 1 year, and
that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but from the player's perspective, if they have a good year, they should still be trying to get a bigger contract.
But that doesn't mean they should be asking for huge amounts of money.
All right, then this is a general manager is a stupid sort of problem.
No, this is a general manager being smart, John.
Well, from Dylan's point of view.
We're talking about a player being stupid.
A player is going to want the most money they can.
If a young player asks for a big contract after one decent year, he is not a smart person.
No, the player's asking for what he wants.
What he thinks he deserves and what he actually deserves are not the same thing.
All right, but if the manager gives him that, then
the general manager's stupid.
Exactly.
But that was not the point of the discussion, John.
Yeah.
I was just saying if he deserves it or not, and I don't think he does.
What do you think, Anthony? Does Marcus May deserve a contract?
No, like you said, he's only had the one good year. I think he's really good, but one good year doesn't prove anything.
Especially on a team that went 2-14 and was projected to go 0-16, but then somehow won two games. Staying in New York, the Giants franchise tagged their defensive tackle Leonard Williams after a standout year, and they keep him as a part of that very young defensive line. And is this a good move for the Giants? And I think that I'm going to start this one off because I think that he's worth the long-term deal. He was really good with the Jets. I think that he's probably asking for a little much. But I think that he's worth a good size deal.
Honestly, this is the only franchise tag I honestly agree with out of all of them. I think it was a good idea. But you don't agree
with the Chris Godwin franchise tag?
Oh yeah, I guess that one too. Yeah, so two out of like a million.
Yeah, it's a good move for both sides.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think it's a good move for both sides.
What about you, Antoine?
Yeah, Antoine, how do you feel?
Let us know.
It's a good
Tony.
Stop giving nicknames. That's not funny, John.
Antoine,
you're
not
funny.
Antoine is funny.
No, don't say we. Like you helped create that.
I have been on that since like 2001.
Before you were conceived.
Yeah. What's your point?
What?
Anthony, what are your opinions on that?
No, it's a good move. I think they're going to sign him long-term very, very soon.
I think that they should extend him. I don't know if they will, because I don't think anyone wants to sign a good-sized deal or a long-term deal to play under a team run by Dave Gettleman, who's very bad at being a general manager. I could be a better general manager, and my Madden rebuilds are terrible. So. Moving on about to
you learned from the your favorite organizations.
I'm gonna just cry.
Denver Vikings.
Switching over to the offensive line, the Raiders traded right tackle Trent Brown in a 7th-round pick to the New England Patriots in exchange for a 5th-round pick. Surprised that the Raiders didn't get anything more back. Are y'all surprised by that?
Yes. I think they should have gotten at least a 3rd back, not just a 5th.
Yeah, I agree with Antoine.
Why do you think he's good, but he's not great? A 3rd-round pick for a tackle means that he's like the best tackle in the NFL.
No.
A 5th-round pick for a tackle is nothing.
No, but he said he's worth a 3rd-round pick, and he's not worth a 3rd-round pick.
Then what is he worth? Maybe a 4th-round pick?
I think they got a fair trade for him, and it was a salary cap dump.
I still think he should have gotten at least a 4th, maybe a high 3rd-round pick.
Low 3rd.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
And it sends him back to the Patriots where he had his best season. So I think it's a good move for both sides. John, what are your opinions on it?
Yeah, I agree with everybody else.
Another tackle who was traded was the Titans traded tackle Isaiah Wilson to the Miami Dolphins for a 7th-round pick. Isaiah Wilson was a 1st-round pick in 2020 and then got injured and demanded a trade out. Who won the trade, the Dolphins or the Titans? I'm going to start out with Anthony on this one.
It's clearly the Dolphins. I mean, I can make a case that you're saying the Titans because they got rid of a guy who didn't want to be there and who had very, very much off-the-field problems. But, again, it's a 1st-round talent tackle that got traded for a 7th-round pick. So the Dolphins kind of helped out that O-line. Now they can go receiver in the draft.
Once again, I am siding with Antoine.
And once again, I am siding with Dylan.
I think it's a good move for the Dolphins. They got a 1st-round. Basically, they got a 1st-round pick for a 7th-round pick. That's basically what it is. This is a really non. Wow. It's really there's a clear winner and a clear loser. And the Dolphins are the clear winner, and the Titans are the clear loser in this situation. Hopping over to baseball, the Royals Bobby Witts Jr. hits a 480-foot home run in spring training. The farthest home run ever recorded in the StatCast era.
God, it sounds like I'm watching MLB Network.
MLB all Network. Time.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
I take great pride in
not because you, not because of you, but because of the StatCast era. Yeah. Every time I turn on my TV and it's on MLB Network, StatCast era is brought up at least like 20 times in 10 seconds.
No way you actually watch MLB Network.
The most you
I used to. I used to watch it all the time. Quick Pitch, all these things. I had a lot of free time.
I never watched Quick Pitch, but I watched.
Yeah, no, I was in love with that show.
During like trades and off season, I'd watch.
That was the most I paid attention to.
I watched it on Talks. You know the one I'm talking about? With Joey Votto was on it.
MLB Central?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
I think that's a cool accomplishment. He hit the farthest home run ever recorded in StatCast era. There's supposedly even farther home runs, but that's before StatCast, so we can't prove
that. In the 90s when they were all on drugs?
Yeah. Probably. No, actually, maybe a little bit before. StatCast is, like, relatively new. Actually, no, yeah, you could be
right.
I have
no idea when StatCast was invented, so.
Neither do I.
That's a question
we
for Google.
We have so much in common, Dylan. Staying in baseball, the Dodgers, David Price, took the mound Monday after opting out of the 2020-21 season. David Price said that he would be open to playing from an open bullpen.
He had an 11-pitch inning.
Yeah, that was really good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. I know what that means.
What does that mean?
That he only threw the ball 11 times, and that means that he got 3 strikeouts and 11 pitches. That's insane.
Well, he got 3 outs and 11 pitches. I don't know if it was 3 strikeouts. I didn't look that much into it. But
neither did I. I just assumed.
Yeah, but I think it's good to see David Price pitch that effectively after not playing for an entire season.
Yeah,
resting that pitching arm.
Yeah.
Staying in the state of California, Trevor Bauer got 2 strikeouts with 1 eye closed. And if I'm not mistaken, he plays for the Padres.
No, he plays for the Dodgers. So we're in the same organization.
Oh, same organization. Wow, look at me knowing my baseball. John?
Yeah, so during the offseason, he made a joke with Acuna during the postseason when he struck Acuna out. And he was mad, but they like played it off. Bauer said he was going to strike out Acuna with 1 eye. And he's been practicing that ever since. And during his spring training start a while ago, he got 2 strikeouts. One was partially with 1 eye closed because I think around the third pitch, it was like a a 2-2 count. He like opened the other eye, but then his second strikeout was completely like fully one eyed closed.
I'm pretty sure I don't know the verb, like the quote verbatim, but I know he said if they can't touch me with only one eye open, they're definitely not going to be able to touch me with two.
Yeah, he also said that there is a scientific reason behind it, but he won't elaborate on it. So we are. I want to know what that is.
Trevor Bauer is a strange man.
He's a strange man.
So we just let him do whatever
he
wants.
We need him. He's good for baseball.
Yeah. And, yeah, great team to be on, too. Strike out Acuna with one eye open.
Both of you stop talking. We do not have time for you to argue about the Dodgers and Rays for 5 minutes.
Braves, not the Rays.
I said the Braves.
You said the Rays.
Okay, we don't have time to argue about the Dodgers and the Rays. Dodgers and the Braves. You made me sound like Cartman.
I don't know who that is.
You haven't seen South Park?
Oh nope.
I'm not. I really shouldn't be referencing South Park on this show because not of how on the very school bad podcast, it is.
Bud, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Another a topic that's very hard to transition into. The MLB has officially ball deadened, making the stitches thicker and the ball possibly heavier. John, what does that mean?
What did you just say? Can you repeat that, please?
I don't know.
Can you please repeat that? I don't know what you just said. I need you to reread it.
Something
please.
To the ball.
Please reread it. Like reread it. However you just said it. They what? They what, Will?
All right. Okay.
Read it again, Will.
In his defense, I did phrase it wrong. Okay, so
what did you, John?
How I'm
did
sorry.
You read it off the script. Read it off the script. How did
I
you?
Actually didn't write that one, John.
I wrote that one.
What did it say?
Dead end. The MLB has made the official ball dead end, making the stitches thicker and the ball possibly heavier.
Why?
All right, let me rephrase that. And also, I could probably think of a good transition, so I'll start from the transition. All right.
Oh, okay. Let's see how you do.
All right. And you know, in this spring training, lots of pitchers have been working with the ball really hard. But some have noticed, what, Dylan? Oh, okay. Some have noticed that the MLB has deadened balls, making the stitches thicker and the balls possibly heavier. The first person
we're
to
children.
Hey, we're
the first person to point this out was Blake Snell, pitcher for the Padres. He talked about how he was able to break his curveballs more.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's just you. You're the child.
Are you okay? Yes. You got this, John?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. You can do it.
So the fact that Witt Jr. hit that home run as far as he did with a deadened ball, assuming that it is actually deadened, we for sure know that the laces are thicker. We don't know if it's heavier, but if he hit that modified ball hard.
You're a child.
Calm down, bud. Calm down.
It's a little bit even more impressive that he hit it that far. If it was even heavier than the previous balls of the century.
I think that's what John's trying to get out for the last
previous balls of the decade.
The Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers have also allowed 100% capacity at games with masks, and that's all for MLB. So,
back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Wow. Shooting over to basketball, Team LeBron wins the All-Star game 170-150 as Damian Lillard hit a half-court shot to win the game.
What?
As Giannis wins MVP after going 16 of 16 from the field with 35 points. Curry won the three-point contest with Mike Conley coming in second. Anthony Simons wins the dunk contest with Obi Toppin coming in second. It's not Simmons. It's Anthony Simons.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. Just the way you said it just didn't sound right.
Domantas Sabonis won the skills challenge with Vucevic coming in second. And was there any surprises from the All-Star weekend that was atrociously boring?
I would say the only surprise would be Giannis going. Actually, no, this isn't a surprise. Giannis going 16 for 16, and people still finding a way to complain about him.
But
and hate
he
on
shot
him.
Threes, so he made three threes.
Okay, cool. That's not the point. I'm just saying that only Giannis could go 16 for 16, and people would still hate on him. And yeah, by the way, I was like the only person in here who said Curry was going to win the 3-point contest.
No, I said Curry was going to win the 3-point contest.
Shut up.
I feel like we didn't have to say that because
no,
because
Will was like, no, Curry's not going to win.
Well,
Curry's not going to win.
Will also thinks that the Kings are good.
Okay, yeah, okay. He's a little bit delusional. I'm sorry. Good. You're
Bro,
right, but I'm still going to.
John.
I know that the Kings are good.
No.
I know Will's happening? A little bit delusional, but and maybe messed up in the head, but still, he said Curry wasn't going to win, and I said Curry was going to win. So, yeah. You were wrong. How does it feel to be wrong? How does it feel, Will? How does it feel to be wrong?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
In his mind, he's never wrong.
Yeah, I'm never wrong. Except when I'm factually proven wrong, which I was. But, you know, it's okay.
Still.
You have a pea brain.
That's pretty big. From one...
What is this?
Okay, let's stop it.
What's going on
from,
today?
Moving on to a player who was a former All-Star, Blake Griffin, signs a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets after being bought out by the Detroit Pistons. Is this a good move for Blake Griffin?
Yeah, he's actually getting onto a playoff contending team, so we'll see how that goes.
Most unenthusiastic answer ever.
Anthony, do you think it was a good move for Blake Griffin?
Yeah, it was. I mean, he's on a championship contending team, but I still don't think they're championship locks just yet.
What?
Okay, cool.
I think
that's
this
very
is
bold.
I mean, everyone else is
thanks
thinking,
for asking me, guys.
Everyone else is thinking
no,
now that the Nets
we'll
are going to win
in a
the
second. Do you even know who Blake Griffin is?
Yes, I know who Blake Griffin is.
Okay, name every single fact about him in the world.
He was on the cover of 2K a while ago, and that's how I know who he is.
Blake Griffin's never been on the cover.
Right? He was on the cover of NBA Live.
Maybe he was on the cover of NBA Live.
But NBA Live is trash, so I never.
NBA Live is trash.
Okay,
I've never played it.
Blake Griffin.
But while Dylan looks that up,
2K
is
Live.
Blake Griffin going to be able to succeed off the bench for that team, for the Nets?
I think he will. He's a very good player. He's a little coming up
oh,
in age, but
Blake
he's
Griffin
still good.
Was on the 2K13 cover.
I told you!
With Kevin Durant and Derrick Rose.
Oh, so it was a shared cover.
Yeah,
that only kind of counts.
Well, that's how I remember it anyways, because he had his own cover, and then, right? He had his own cover, and then there was another one.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm
either.
Not a 2K enthusiast. Okay?
Neither am I.
The first 2K
you
I played was
ask...
18, and it was horrible.
Should
well, 18 is also the worst 2K of all time.
I
so.
Know.
Should
so
be asking
I
Will about that. He just want to play 2K every year.
From one,
do you like pick the Kings and then
no,
try to
I
make them better and they still get last in the division and not make the playoffs? Is that how your 2K experience is?
No,
do
I win
play,
the championship
oh,
almost
oh,
every time.
Okay. So you create a my player and then
no,
you put
I win
it
the
on
championship
like,
and rebuild.
You put it on like a rookie. Right, and then you still somehow don't win the
Will,
the
Will is
the championship.
I'm not for none of this.
We are lighting arson. Put us in jail for arson because we are lighting up Will today. I'm sorry, Will. I
need you to never speak.
My
sin
just commit arson
Will,
on
I'm
the podcast.
Sorry, Will. I'm sorry, Will. I'm sorry. Let's get this.
I'm
guy,
not.
Let's get this man a bucket. Let's get this man a bucket of water, please.
No.
Staying in basketball, Paul Pierce and Chris Bosh headline the 14 finalists for the NBA. Are the Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2021, and should Chris Bosh have been a Hall of Famer last year? Yes or no?
Who went into the Hall of Fame last year?
Garnett, Kobe, Tim Duncan,
then,
and a couple other dudes.
Then probably not.
Wow.
Probably not. If that's who we're talking about, Tim Duncan, Kobe, whoever, and Kevin Garnett, then no.
He'd still be playing if he didn't have a bad heart. So
who?
Chris Bosh. Do you know who Chris Bosh is, Dylan?
Yes, I know who Chris Bosh is, but
he
I'm saying...
He played for the Heat for...
Yeah.
He started his career with the Raptors and then won the championships with the Heat. I think that he should have been a Hall of Famer last year. However, I understand why he wasn't. Anthony, what do you think about this?
Mixed...
what?
Mixed,
huh?
Mixed emotions about it. I think he got all the contention last year, but he'll definitely get in this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
He's almost a lock to get in this year. I think that he definitely should have gotten last year though. But this is a very hard to debate topic.
I'm pretty conflicted about it. You know, he worked hard his entire career,
and then he got a bad heart.
Yeah, and then he had a bad heart. He had to cut the season short. But I mean, I'd like to see him in the Hall of Fame.
I would too. A team that almost beat the Heat in the finals. The Spurs played the Mavs. And the Mavs beat them 115 to 104,
in the first game back after the All-Star break, with Luka getting his 33rd triple-double of the season with 22 points, 12 rebounds.
Of his career.
Of his career or the season? Because I saw on ESPN it was of the season.
And there hasn't even... Just his career.
Okay. Well, of his career. Sorry for you not being specific. 22 points, 12 rebounds, and
it's been like 40 games.
As Kristaps Porzingis adds 28 points with 14 rebounds, and the Mavs are on a four-game win streak. Are Luka and KP back to where they need to be playoff contenders?
No, it's too late to be playoff contenders.
They're
no,
in the it's playoff not. Spots right now.
They're not even halfway through the season.
Sorry, guys. My bad. I wasn't thinking.
This is the start of the second half of the season.
Yes, that's my bad.
First of all, that was a really good transition. Well,
that was a very good transition.
I wasn't listening, but sure.
do you remember the game picks? I remember I had like a mental breakdown deciding whether to choose the Mavs or the Spurs.
I think you ended up flipping a coin.
You chose the Mavs.
Yeah,
I God, we did end up flipping a coin. Yeah.
You two chose Spurs and we chose the Mavs.
Yeah. Why don't I just look at it? I have
so I won the game pick.
Hey,
good
so
job, Don.
I actually haven't looked at the games yet, so I can't actually.
It's because a majority of them have yet to be played. We were all right. Wait, who picked Durant for the All-Star game?
I don't think anyone.
Nobody.
Picked
Durant.
So we were all right.
Durant.
Alrighty, we all did good on that front.
Alrighty.
Staying with the. Which one of you was it?
What was?
Oh, I know what was you doing.
Yeah,
staying with the Spurs.
I'm not gonna lie about it. It was me. Huh? You got a problem?
You pointed at me. What do you mean you're not gonna lie? To I'm not gonna lie to him.
Calm down. Staying with the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge and the Spurs have mutually agreed to part ways with either a trade or letting his contract run out. Where is a good place for LaMarcus Aldridge to end up? Anthony.
Portland.
Okay, please
Why?
Elaborate.
Because I think him and Damian Lillard would be a good duo, and I just think that would make him more of a contender than they already are.
But does he want to go back to Portland is the real question.
Now, I don't know that, but I think it could be a very good spot for him.
Because that's where he started his career, for those of you who don't know.
I didn't know that, fun fact. I don't have a team. I have no idea. A random one. One that'll take him having the cap space.
The Knicks.
I do think that John's take of not knowing much about basketball and then saying the Knicks is actually a good take in this situation. I think that if you move him and you can put him at your starting five and then have Nerlens Noel coming off the bench as a stretch and then have him as the stretch five, that'd be a nice fit. But another team I think that if they had the cap space should go for him is I could see him being a nice fit on the Heat as a guy who's a defensive player that has some stretching abilities on that Heat team that's very three-point minded.
Mm. Okay. I'm rocking with it.
Rocking with it.
Let me grab this before you continue. I have a fun fact for the day.
Oh, what's your fun fact?
9 years ago today, the legend Chief Keef dropped I Don't Like. With Lil Reese.
It's crazy how I didn't ask.
Wow. I just thought I would let you know.
Wait, why?
Oh, thank you for that useless piece
completely
of information.
Completely off topic and off genre.
You know, that completely useless, off topic.
But yes, you can continue now.
Okay, as we go over to some MLB spring training game picks.
Gaming picks, homies.
Game picks. As requested by our very own
you
John
Gutierrez. You were about to say Juan.
No, I was
Juan
not.
Juan Gutierrez.
It's okay. Y'all can call me Juan. I don't care. Either one works.
I call you Jonathan sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Only when he's in trouble, though.
What day is today?
Nah. I'm in trouble when I hear my middle name. That's
today
when I know I'm in trouble.
Thursday, Dylan.
Are you really
no. And we're
going to
start things off
with
the Athletics versus the Rangers. John, who do you think is going to win that game?
This is a tough game. But I think... the Rangers, Joey Gallo, if he's playing that day, will hit another bomb like he
is
has
this
been.
The Rangers versus the A's?
Yeah. I really hope Elvis isn't playing. I really hope Elvis isn't playing.
Didn't the Rangers win like 17-5 the other day?
Yeah, they're correct. Joey Gallo leads spring training in RBIs.
Well, let's see if he can do it during the regular season.
No, he won't. He won't.
All right, what's the next one? Oh, we should probably pick the
game. Yeah, you
teams.
Should probably pick the game. Yeah.
I'm going to say the A's.
Rangers.
I'm going to go Rangers.
I'm also going to go Rangers.
I can't stand
that means the A's are going to win.
Yeah. Next game is the Giants versus the Angels. I'm going to go with the Giants. Who are you going with?
Angels. The Angels.
It's
a good game. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. I think I really like a Giants prospect, Hilliard Ramos. So I'm going to go Giants for this one.
Look at John and I agreeing on baseball. Next game, we got the Royals.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Stop talking, Dylan. Next game, we got the Royals versus the Brewers.
Royals.
Brewers.
Want to know something crazy?
What?
No.
Oh, wait. That has nothing to do with anything. Oh, no, yeah, it does. Because Mahomes owns part of the Royals. The Detroit basketball. God, no, not basketball.
It was a transition into that, but he can't go all righty.
I swear you use this stat like every day.
No, but the Lions. What's the Detroit baseball team? The Tigers, right?
Tigers. Mm-hmm.
They've drafted more NFL MVPs than the Lions.
Woohoo. Good fact. Moving on.
Okay, cool. I don't care.
Next game, we got the Dodgers versus the Indians. Are we still calling them that?
Cleveland.
I remember they changed it, but they're like
I don't even know
name.
What they changed it to.
They haven't changed it to anything yet. Yeah.
But then they never did.
Or well, they haven't.
I'm just
going
to write Indians down because
whatever.
I don't think you really need to ask this question to me because I actually have the right to be biased whenever it comes to baseball and my picks. So I'm going to say the Dodgers.
It is going to be the Dodgers.
I'm going to go Dodgers,
too. Dodgers, too.
Look at us being unanimous. Next game, we got the Astros versus the Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Astros.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Astros, too.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Why are you going Cardinals?
Huh?
Why are you going Cardinals?
Because.
All right.
That's a very good reason.
Okay, sure.
And the final game we have in the MLB is the Braves versus the Red Sox.
You already know who it is.
See, the issue with this pick is that as much as I want to pick against the Braves, with John in the room, the Red Sox are dog. So I'm going
to
go with the Braves.
I want to give props to the Red Sox. I want to give...
George's favorite team is the Red Sox.
I don't care.
At George.
I sort of want to give props.
George's favorite team is the Knicks. Will and George have one thing in common besides their stupidity, and it's their horrendous sports teams... that they choose to follow.
Don't do me like that. You like the Vikings.
Like the Eagles, the Kings, the Cubs.
You like the Vikings.
What's your favorite hockey team, Will?
I know like two hockey teams.
Okay, what are the two hockey teams you know?
Oh wait, no. We'll go through the hockey teams I know later.
You wanted
to our basketball game.
Wait. Give me Braves.
Yeah, I want the Braves too.
I also
think
the Braves.
I finished my tangent because Anthony interrupted me. But
Red
anyways,
Sox are Red Sox look nice. That's all I'm gonna say. But I'm going
okay.
Braves.
Now we're going over to our basketball.
Did
game
you
picks.
Say Braves, Will?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes, I did.
There you go.
We're gonna start out with the Kings versus the Hawks. That's gonna be an atrocious game.
Hawks.
Both of those teams are terrible.
You always say how good Atlanta is, and now you're saying they're terrible.
They're not winning games, are they? They're a good team on paper, but they're not winning games.
No, Hawks.
Give me Atlanta.
I'd like to pick the Kings, but I have to pick the Hawks.
Oh, born in but I live in Atlanta.
Wow, Will's actually using his brain today, guys.
Yikes, that hurts my
feelings. I eat Frito Lays, but I really like Fanta.
What? The next game we have is the Jazz playing the Warriors. I'm going to go with the Jazz on this one.
Yeah, give me Utah.
John?
Give me Warriors.
Give me the Jazz?
Give me the Jazz, the number one seed in the West.
Compared to the number nine.
Okay, John.
All right, let's switch. Let's go Jazz.
No. You already
that's
said
cheating.
Warriors.
Fine.
Don't say that just because we brought up
let's
stats.
Go. Let's go.
Next if you win, I'll give you,
the
I don't know.
You give me Pit Vipers.
No!
The next game we have is the Clippers versus the Mavericks.
Give me the...
Who y'all
Clippers.
Mavs.
Mavs in an upset.
Give me Clippers.
I would like to take the Clippers in this one.
Okay, cool. Good for you.
Thank you.
Congrats. Go on to the next one.
Keep congratulating me. It feels good. The Lakers versus the Warriors. I got the Lakers in this one.
Give me the Lakers.
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 No, give me the Warriors.
Stop.
Are you mocking yourself?
yes, I am. All right.
Next game we got is the Pacers playing the Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets.
Give
nuggets.
Me the Nugs.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Next game we got is the Jazz versus the Celtics.
Celtics.
Jazz.
Don't give me stats. Don't give me stats.
Does not like the Jazz.
Don't give me stats.
You know rocking
game,
with the Jazz?
Next game is the Pelicans versus the Trailblazers.
God.
Pelicans.
Give me Pelicans.
Give me the Pelicans.
Give me the Trailblazers.
Who There you go, John.
Yo, give me. I said Pelicans.
I didn't hear you.
Yo, can I get an hour for the gravy train?
No.
Please.
What's the next pick?
Next game is the Hawks versus the Lakers, and I don't think this one's really a question.
Give me a Lakers. Can I get an hour?
Can I get the Lakers, please?
No. Yes, you want? You can I get an hour?
John, if you ask me for an hour one more time, I'm never buying you Pit Vipers.
Are you ever going to buy him them anyway?
I told him, okay, listen, I told John that I would buy him Pit Vipers if he got a perfect score on the SAT. And we shook on it. I meant that. So if he gets a perfect score on the SAT, then I'm buying him Pit Vipers 100%.
Hey, John, what are the odds that you got a perfect score on the SAT?
I'm telling you.
I think they're pretty low.
I'm quite the gambling man.
No offense, John. I think they're a little low.
What happens if you don't get a perfect score? Nothing?
If I don't get a perfect score, nothing.
Because I don't want Pit
Vipers. But I will get a perfect score.
Even okay. If he has to
next game we got on tap is the Spurs versus the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks.
I don't understand how this is a competition.
The Bucks
are way better than the Spurs.
Because he's just
and the
Spurs.
Final game that Dylan is going to have such a fun
Bucks.
Time
Jesus
picking.
Christ, do not say the Hornets.
The Kings versus the Hornets.
Oh my God.
Give me LaMelo.
We're going to start out with Dylan on this one, John.
Yes. Oh, that's all right.
You deserve it. You have a special place. Millions of feet below Earth, fictionally.
Oh, I already know.
You
I
have,
got like
you
the
have
master
a special
suite.
Seat right next to Satan. Okay, that's where you're gonna end up with this one. Okay, well.
Wow, that's a bit
there are
tough.
Very lot of things I have to say to you, and I can't because of the circumstances we are currently in. As much as it pains me to say this, I'm gonna have to go with the Kings.
What?
I don't know if this is the first time I've ever picked the Kings.
No, I think you picked them
I mean,
last week.
I might have picked them once before. I told you I'm never once picking the Hornets. We had this discussion. I'm never picking
are
the Hornets.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
Because
he
suck.
Hates LaMelo.
The Hornets are clearly going to win.
No, it's going to be
he hates LaMelo more than he
this
hates
is
gonna
me.
It's going
to be the one game that the Kings win.
I had the Hornets winning this one, unfortunately. So.
Well, listen, if I have to take a loss in this one, I will do it proudly. Okay, I'm not picking LaMelo.
Anthony, who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be the Hornets to run away with this game.
That's funny.
John, who do you think is going to be?
I think it's the Hornets. LaMelo Ball, you know? He's
And that's all we have time for. We'll see y'all after spring break, the Tuesday after.
Bye. See I love the break.